This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it's going to be a fun show today, buddy.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get people prepared for the NBA Cup tonight. Chicago, Cleveland. The streak is on the line tonight. I mean,
more importantly, we do have an NBA Cup date.
I believe we do have a cup date, but I don't think Kayla's hip to the cup date just yet.
We'll get there.
Oh, wait. We've got it!
The chase for the NBA Cup is on, and your Cavaliers are angling for their first NBA Cup championship. Nick and Jonathan have all the latest on the Cavs' midseason pursuit of greatness. Here's the Afternoon Drive Cup Date.
They're playing Chicago tonight.
Yeah!
In the first cup matchup. That is your cup date today. Come on,
hey,
everybody.
Happy Friday.
It might be a football Friday, but that's how we do it. It's a basketball game. I want this one.
I know you I want this one.
I want this one.
Well, you want everyone.
And no, I want every single one, but this one specifically. One, because the Chicago Bears, or the Chicago Bulls, like you can say both here, a blight upon basketball, bad ownership, not so great front office. I actually think Billy Donovan's a good coach, but I want this one because of what Michael Jordan did to my teams for about 10 years growing up that I remember. There were more years on top of that.
If the Cavs win tonight, can you just put out 14-0 and then it's you giving the Jordan statue the middle finger?
I think I might.
I think that's the right call. I feel like it's the time to do it. If you're ever going to do it, tonight's the night.
So this will not be the win that gets you on the bandwagon for the win streak. But
no.
But it will continue the march. I mean, I'm just going to say there was a poll. Ken and Anthony wanted it out there today. It went out there about what is more watchable.
I think that
more watchable. I thought
which
I wrote
one
it down.
Would you watch maybe?
Yeah. Something. No, I don't think it was which one you watch because they're on at different times. But it was.
Yeah, I don't think the poll accounted for that though.
I think it actually did.
I thought the poll was trying to separate your which one would you want more? Like if you only could choose one.
It says, okay, which event tonight is more of a must watch for you?
Okay, so.
And 70% of 1,200 voters saying Cavs going for 14-0 versus Chicago .. NBA Cup. There wasn't enough characters.
Yeah, the poll is trying to separate your fandom for the Cavs mixed with a random boxing event.
I don't think it's so random. This is one it's the one that's going to save boxing or finish killing it.
It's still very random.
Yeah.
But it's here and a lot of people are interested and we'll talk about that later.
So we also have a football game this Sunday. Browns, Saints on Sunday. Vibe check for this game. Go.
Not high.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, if you still want them to win, I think vibe should be pretty decent right now. Like, if you can just, in and of itself, enjoy a single win without any sort of the other things that come into it, I think you've got a decent chance. If you're going out of New Orleans, I think you've got a decent chance of single win this weekend.
Oh, if you're going to New Orleans, that's a much different story, right? Because then, with a game almost becomes secondary in many respects.
No, I mean, if you're going to New Orleans to watch the Browns,
I think the game still becomes secondary. Well, I think like having the boys trip and going out to New Orleans, going down to Bourbon Street and doing all those things is probably the highlight of the weekend. The game is just kind of what takes place.
But I think this might not be the weekend that the game is the worst punctuation for the great weekend it could be.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if you get a win.
I don't follow it. I mean, I don't agree with it. I follow it. I don't agree with it. So you think if you're going to New Orleans this weekend, you're prepped up for a better time in the game than you would be Bourbon Street?
No. What I'm saying is I think a lot of times you go travel to a game And then you actually go to the game. So you've had a great time, right? In Kansas City, you had the great Kansas City barbecue. You saw something.
Keep talking about Kansas City tourist attractions.
I know.
How deep can you go?
That's about it. Okay. You get a steak there.
I think you get about the barbecue, and that's about where it stops.
But okay, you see maybe like a penny museum. Is that a thing? I don't know. But you have a great weekend, and then you go to the game, and it's like, wow, they just got the you-know-what kicked out of them. I don't think you have to worry about this weekend. Because usually,
you might get a win.
A bad Browns performance is the thing that kind of taints your memory of the weekend. I don't think you have to worry about it being tainted.
Oh, you see, I think the fans that are going this weekend are already trying to make their memories away from the game. They're not going to let their memories be game dependent.
I don't think you should let memories be game dependent anyways, but that's just me. I mean, if you're going to spend all that money to go somewhere and you're putting your entire enjoyment on what happens in the game, I think there's some flawed logic in that.
Okay, but that's how you ended your last sentence before that, though. That's why I'm playing off of that. Like, you said you'll remember the game the most, and it's like, that's not... You can't do that with this Browns team.
I feel like you're just attaching extra meaning to what I'm saying.
I'm listening, Nick.
If the rest... I think that's an Odyssey thing.
It's also a Fraser Crane thing.
But no, I'm saying that this might not put a small smidge on the end of this great weekend. You might be like, oh, and the Browns won too. That's more what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. What's your vibe check for this game?
My vibe check is the Jameis Winston audition. I mean, who isn't up for it, right?
Woo!
Yeah! He could
sell it.
Play a game, and it could look good, and
man,
people...
We're going to get into all this, but this just kind of stinks, doesn't it?
It does stink
that this is the next 8 weeks of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, that obviously
it's trying to get excited for a football game that more people than not probably want them to lose just for draft position, but it's like it's trying to get excited for 8 weeks.
Well, and it's funny, like I know how bad Jameis was against the Chargers. I do. And you and I both went into the Ravens game saying there's very little that actually, like, reasonably can happen that's going to set him up to be the bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I think now that the expectations are nil, if the Browns are being honest, which is a big ask, but great ask, if the Browns are doing that, then I got to say, like, yeah, there is a hypothetical chance that Jameis can use this in the next 7 games after it to try and present his case to be the bridge quarterback.
I think if it goes really, really well, and this is the part if it's a choose your own adventure book, I don't see a path where Jameis ends up being the quarterback next year. If it goes really well, the Browns won't be able to afford him next season.
Oh, I don't think this is a Joe Flacco situation to me. I think it's like you can play really, really well for 6 games and then you're going to go to free agency, and then you might have an $8 million offer to be somebody's backup.
Oh, see, I think if Flacco wasn't 39 years old, if he wasn't at the end of times, I think Flacco, if Flacco was 29 years old, like Jameis Winston, then I feel like he would have had a lot of offers. Like, we act like Jameis is 1 foot out the door with his NFL career because of age, and age is not it. It's been talent. But if he showcases the talent, then I feel like a lot of doors will open up because people will be like, oh, it's a Geno Smith thing. It's a Sam Darnold thing, and then they'll just attach themselves to that.
Geno Smith didn't have the off-the-field stuff. And again, the off-the-field stuff, I'm not talking about getting arrested or the Uber thing. I'm talking about like the fact that he's weird.
I mean, Geno punched a teammate. That's how he got cut in New York. That was his end of his time in New York, was him punching a teammate in the locker room. Like, he was far from being a saint.
Yeah, but he, like, Jameis, I don't know how to put it. Like, the way people talk about Jameis is just that, like, they just don't trust Jameis. I know Geno had his bad moment in New York, but I don't think that was a narrative, mostly because I don't think there was ever any expectations put on Geno after he washed out of New York. With Jameis, he's come so close to being like, hey, that guy Jameis, so many times. And because he is the face of 30 for 30, my path for Jameis getting the bridge quarterback spot, I don't think it's attainable. It's go 6-2, and it is throw for, 2-1 touchdown, touchdown INT ratio, and basically be like, you're going to have to elevate the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unattainable as well. I don't think it's going to happen. I think I would put it at a 1% chance of happening, a very tiny, tiny, tiny. But I just can't figure it out because I can't get past the money. I mean, we see it differently, obviously, for Jameis's future. I do think if he plays really well, I think he could be a starter next year. He's got to play really, really, really well, though. I just don't know that we're going to see that.
I think so. The money's one part of it. I also think there are other parts about like Stefanski and his, you know, because we just don't know with Jameis because he's, again, just a bit of a goober.
Yeah.
I do think if we really just want to be honest with ourselves, specific to Jameis, the most interesting thing that can happen for all of us is Jameis plays really well and they.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get a win. I'm talking about from a sports talk perspective.
You mean just this Sunday?
Yeah, because I do think it maybe not even the plays well thing.
I agree with you because I don't want to see DTR and I don't want to see Bailey Zappe. That's not interesting.
And here's the thing: I know that the vocal majority of fans are saying, "Nah, screw this team. I don't like this team. Fire everybody." That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's because you just had 2 weeks coming off a loss. Those half of those same fans the week before were like, we never left. You know what I mean? Like, I tend to think that a fair amount of the people who have written them off, if Jameis goes out there and you get a commanding win and Jameis keeps down the turnovers, whatever that means, if that's even possible, I think we'll never left and let's go beat the brains of the Steelers in on Thursday.
I don't know about that. The bye week, I feel like, came at the wrong time for trying to rally the troops and get support around this Browns team because we just wallowed in it for 2 weeks.
216-474-0092. Is this an audition for Jameis Winston, this Saints game? They're all auditions, but it sure feels like we're a little bit closer to him, maybe sitting on the bench than maybe being the full-throated starter there. We've got Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com at 3 o'clock. We got Jason Pinkston at 3:40. We got Daryl Ryder. Hopefully he's in a nicer mood today, coming up at 6 today. But we will get into the Cavs, 14-0. I'm sorry, I counted a win before it happened. 13-0, start the NBA Cup. You heard the cup date already. We'll also get into the Browns and Saints here. But as it pertains to Jameis Winston, do you buy that there is a pathway forward for Jameis to be the starter beyond the rest of this year? We'll get into that. And Jim Schwartz said something that I think falls in line with what some people feel. I just don't know where the evidence is. 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.